The World Watch Institute says the global war on terror is diverting attention from the main causes of instability. Its annual State of the World report says poverty, disease, and environmental decline are the true axis of evil. However, critics dispute the findings and say the United States can battle terror and meet humanitarian needs at the same time. The World Watch report says acts of terror and the dangerous actions they provoke are symptomatic of underlying sources of global insecurity. These include poverty, infectious disease, environmental degradation, and rising competition over oil. It says unless these issues are tackled, they could lead the world into a dangerous downward spiral. Senior researcher Michael Renner is a project director for the State of the World report.
In the years after September 11th attacks, obviously the focus has been so much on the issues surrounding Al-Qaeda, and then of course since the start of the Iraq invasion, I think that has really just taken center stage so much, particularly of course in the United States. And I think it has really just had the effect of crowding out often, I think, sort of less visible issues that may crop up, you know, in various ways, as you know, in the form of various symptoms.
Mr. Renner says the report presents a dramatic picture of the world, but also a hopeful one.
We felt that it was probably important to, in a sense, dramatize the kinds of issues, including, you know, social and environmental pressures that tend not to be very visible, but have, you know, sometimes very severe consequences, really need proper attention. But I feel really, and my colleagues, I think, strongly feel that we also have quite a number of hopeful messages.
The World Watch State of the World report calls for strengthening civilian institutions and systems best equipped to address the problems. It also recommends a range of strategic investments in sustainable energy, public health, protection of ecological systems, education, and jobs. Michael Renner says the international community should also bolster what's called environmental peacemaking.
Just to take an example, I mean, for all the violence that has happened between Israelis and Palestinians, in the last few years they have continued to talk about water issues. Now, it's not something that has been resolved, certainly, but it is ongoing despite all the horrible things that have been happening.
World Watch State of the World reports have drawn criticism in the past. For example, the Cato Institute has said the reports often claim the state of the world is dire and that economic and environmental collapse are inevitable. Nevertheless, it said the findings are always wrong. R.P. Eddy, senior fellow on counterterrorism at the Manhattan Institute, questions the latest report's claim that the war on terror is diverting attention from the central causes of instability.
It certainly is absorbing a lot of resources. Our Iraq occupation is an extraordinarily expensive undertaking, not only in dollars, but in the time our leadership is putting into it, and the amount of American lives and other lives that are being lost and dedicated to it, right? But it also turns out that this administration has put more money into HIV and global disease mitigation than any previous administration, and that American donor assistance, in fact, is not declining. It's doing fairly well, given all the other expenses that we have incurred as a nation by virtue of our global war on terror, primarily Iraq.
Mr. Eddy says the United States is by far the most generous nation in the world in both government donations as well as corporate and private giving. But the Manhattan Institute analyst says the United States may need to do a better job of projecting what he calls soft power.
That's basically explaining what we hold to be true about our nation and about our allies, which is we're not selfish, we're not out trying to feed the American oil coffers. You know, we're not out trying to build American fortunes when we do these initiatives. We're actually doing this because we think it matters for our security and for the security of the world. And we do it with a benevolence. But it's easy to understand why people miss the benevolence of a aggressive act or an act of war. But in fact, a lot of what we do is intended benevolently.
Mr. Eddy, however, does agree with parts of the World Watch report that address such issues as poverty and education.
You know, in my estimation, there's two steaming kettles on the stove right now. They're both whistling, and we have to deal with both of them, and they're both of equal importance. And the first one is we've got to go out and eradicate terrorists who want to eradicate us. Now, at the same time, anyone who tells you we just got to kill the bad guys, not saying the story, is full of baloney. There is an absolute need to deal with the second kettle on the stove, and that is the way that the United States and the rest of the free world can stop the creation of future terrorists, basically. It is absolutely right that the way that's going to happen is through the provision of better education systems, through the provision of better health systems, through the provision of better governance and more democracy.
In the foreword to the World Watch State of the World report, Former Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev writes, "We need a global glasnost, openness, transparency, public dialogue, and preventive engagement to meet the challenges of poverty, disease, environmental degradation, and conflict in a sustainable and nonviolent way." But he says one of the challenges facing the world is security, including the risks associated with weapons of mass destruction and terrorism. Mr. Gorbachev is founder and president of Green Cross International, an environmental organization. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.